Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 84 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, this is a crazy one tonight. Absolutely crazy.
Oh my.
It's a short one, but it's one that's going to surprise a lot of people, I think.
Okay, great.
So Sweden isn't exactly typically known for homicides. Doesn't happen a whole lot there. It's definitely not considered to be a dangerous place to live. So obviously, when there is a murder, it's going to get a lot of publicity.
Yes, of course.
So we're going to talk about one of these instances today. Agneta and Ingerman Westland. They were a married couple who lived in a village of, I hope I don't screw this up, Loftahammer in Sweden. So one day in September of 2008, Agneta decided that she was going to take their dog for a walk. Now, she would typically walk the dog through the woods, and that's what she was doing this day. But on this particular day, Agneta did not return home. So Ingmar decided that since she hadn't gotten home yet, he wanted to go out and start looking for her because he was obviously concerned. A short time later, he found her battered body in the woods.
Oh, man.
Ingmar immediately calls the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once the authorities show up, he led them to where his wife's body was. Now, Tracy, in the case of a homicide, who do the police usually look at as the number one suspect?
The spouse.
The Swedish police wondered who had a reason to kill Agneta Westland.
Was the dog still there?
I don't know.
Oh.
They didn't believe that there was a crazed killer kind of lurking in the woods waiting for a victim. So, of course, they immediately looked at her husband. He was arrested and charged with murdering his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, he denied the charges and he proclaimed his innocence. He would eventually be released from jail 10 days later, but even though he was released from jail, he was still the main suspect for at least the next 6 months. Now, Ingerman soon became an outcast in his community, as you can imagine. No one wants to associate with a man that's suspected of killing his wife. Well, the police eventually dropped all charges against him. However, the police neglected to tell Ingmar that they had cleared him fully from killing his wife.
Why would they not tell him?
I have no idea. So the question is, if he didn't kill his wife, who did? And the answer surprised everyone. Now, Tracy, I'm going to tell everybody what really happened to Agneta Westland right after this quick sponsor break.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, so after Agneta's body was found, authorities noticed fur on her body. Now, they incorrectly assumed that this belonged to her dog.
Mm-hmm.
After studying Agneta's wound and gathering some genetic evidence, they realized that that fur belonged to a European elk. In the U.S., we would call this a moose. This enormous creature is really common in Sweden, and it's not unusual for some to weigh in at 800 pounds.
Wow.
These animals typically avoid confrontations with humans, but they have harmed humans in the past. Now, authorities believe that while Agneta was out walking her dog, she came upon an elk that was eating fermented apples, because there were several apples laying on the ground, in mm-hmm. that area. You know what happens when an elk eats fermented apples?
He gets drunk.
He gets drunk. And when a moose like that gets drunk, they become extra aggressive. Now, most likely the dog approached the drunk elk, and the elk went crazy and attacked and killed Agneta. Unfortunately, her husband had to endure a horrific ordeal, aside from losing his wife. He had told a media source about attending his wife's funeral with his children. There were 300 people in attendance, and all felt that he had killed his wife. Could you imagine how awkward that would be?
Well, yeah, and shame on the police for not taking care of that.
After Ingmar was exonerated, he sued the authorities for falsely accusing him of murder and locking him up. A gentleman by the name of Goran Eriksson, a university animal expert, said that it was easy to understand how police could mistake Agneta's death as a homicide. Eriksson also said that it was rare for an elk to kill a person. Therefore, police would assume that a person must have killed her. So, Tracy, it's a good thing that this happened in 2008, when there was technology that actually could analyze the hair and show that this belonged to a moose.
Yeah.
Because if this had happened 100 years earlier in 1908, let's say, he would have been convicted by a jury of his peers because everybody thought he was guilty. It was only that genetic proof of the moose hair that showed that he didn't kill his wife.
Isn't that something? So I wonder what the heck happened. I wonder if he moved out or away from there, and I guess he didn't get his dog back, or
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the dog.
That is the wild.
I just know that everybody hated him because they thought he killed his wife, and then,
so you're in sorrow of losing your wife, and then that happens on top of it. I mean, I'm surprised he stayed sane. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot to deal with.
I would be curious to see, you know, where he's at today, what's gone on since then. I don't even know what happened in the lawsuit against the police.
Wow. Why in the world they wouldn't? That's so stupid. That did take a turn. I never would have thought about a moose.
Yeah, a drunken moose at that.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Was you surprised I knew that?
Huh?
Was you surprised I knew that?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw. Yay. Yeah,
that's why I phrased it the way I did. I figured you'd know it.
Get it? Yeah. Well, that's an interesting story. So I guess don't come across a drunk moose, y'all.
I mean, just walking your dog like you would normally do,
and
you just happen in the wrong place, wrong time.
And that's unfortunately the way a lot of things happen in this world.
But you see these big animals like that, they go to kind of trample you. I've seen some of these bigger animals, like, that's what they do. I mean, they'll get on top of you and just start stomping you to death.
Yikes. That does not feel good, I'm sure.
It just seems to me, I mean, outsider looking in, it seems to me like when you saw the body, it would be obvious that it was probably an animal attack. Because I don't know the severity of her wounds or any of that. But, I mean, it just seems like it would be obvious that if an 800-pound animal did it.
Yeah, definitely.
That it wasn't something that was, you know, human done.
Mm.
But like I said, if it's not something they're used to dealing with, then maybe not.
Right, yeah.
And the animal expert said that he could see how the police made the mistake. So
That's crazy, man. I mean, the moose didn't even mean to.
Probably not.
It just got sauced.
sauced. You silly moose.
Ooh.
So, all right, guys, that wraps up. Like I said, a little shorter story this week, but I still thought it was cool. There just wasn't any more details to make it longer.
Oh, I know, but that's crazy interesting.
So, all right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.